from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hey, welcome to it. Welcome to your Thursday afternoon potty. My name's Ellie Chaney, everybody.
Oh, you were close.
Can't wait to go home and eat some moussaka tonight.
You were close to getting it right.
What is it?
But I don't say the day in the podcast opener.
Hey, welcome to it.
Yep.
Another podcast in your ear holes.
That's better.
Okay.
That's better.
I'm Ellie Chaney, and God, am I beautiful.
Well, I've never said that. Never said that.
Anybody, my favourite thing about you actually is people will compliment somebody else and you'll go, but what about me though?
Yeah, I get very jealous.
You shoehorn yourself into any compliment.
Yeah,
someone
but it's
goes,
just a
oh,
gag.
Wow. Isn't Nushka a beautiful person that we work with?
Mm.
And you're like, yeah, she is. But what about what about me? Have you got
you
any compliments for me?
How dare you? Look, I mean, sorry about it. That's all I've got to say.
I'd love to be Ellie Chaney for a day. Oh,
yeah, it's a good life. It's pretty good, to be honest.
So cruisy. Go home, eat some moussaka tonight.
Yeah, but I had to cook the moussaka this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Like a pleb.
I haven't done the sauce yet, the bechamel sauce.
How do you spell bechamel?
B-E-C-H-A-M-E-L. It's a French word.
Yeah, I would have said B-E-S.
Bechamel.
Hey, an amazing show ahead of us. We asked a question. We didn't expect any responses about feet pics.
Mm.
It exploded.
Mm.
Well done.
Yeah, well, except we actually ran out of time to get them all to air, so you'll hear one of the calls in tomorrow's podcast. But yeah, fascinating industry that I didn't know enough about, and now that I do, I'm going to go home and take some pictures of my feet.
And we've launched something pretty huge on the show as well. Next week, we're going to be driving up and down the Nicklin Way here on the Sunshine Coast. It is a street that anybody that grows up here knows is just a terrible commute. It's light after light after light. There's pretty much no way of getting all the greens. It just takes longer than it should, and we're going to be doing it for 12 hours.
Yeah. In fact, we announced that straight up in the podcast.
Oh, good. So forget all of what I've just said and be surprised in a minute's time.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
About 3 or 4 months ago, we came up with this idea, Ellie and I. We brainstormed this killer idea. We went, this is awesome. Then we realised how much legwork was needed to pull it off.
Mm.
However, today we launch something massive.
Yeah, we've discovered there's an injustice on the Sunshine Coast.
Mm.
There's something that mars our life here.
There's a unified human experience that we all go through.
Mm-hmm.
If you live on the Sunshine Coast, you've grown up here like I have, you will know there is a common theme, a common source of negativity all day. And we're here to make a change.
What do you think the worst road on the Sunshine Coast is?
It'd have to be the Nicklin Way.
Nicklin Way.
100% Nicklin Way, without a doubt. There's way too many traffic lights.
I never get any green lights.
Busy. There's always an accident. There are always idiots on the road.
Something must be done.
Something must be done.
Needless to say, something must be done, 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 done.
Sunny Coasters are sick of the Nicklin Way. We're driving it all day long on CFM. It's Ellie and Taz's Nicklin Way Marathon.
Yeah, it is. Woo. We are sick of the Nicklin Way, so we're going to drive it.
Yeah, we're going to beat the Nicklin Way.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's the final boss in our video game. We're driving it for 12 hours straight.
Up and down and up and down and up and down.
1 week from today, so July 11th. We're going to be going from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you and me, Chaney, in the Sea Ute, driving all the way down, all the way back. For what? What's the point?
Well,
what's the point of all this?
We figure, I mean, you know how they're like, oh, if you're scared of heights, just go up a tall building. Like, if you hate spiders, hold a spider. We hate the Nicklin Way.
Yep.
So we're going to drive it for 12 hours, and as a result, we're going to collate some stats.
Yeah, we're going to get some data and share it with you,
yeah.
Sunny Coast. We're talking best lanes to use,
mm-hmm.
the best green lights, the worst red lights.
Worst intersections. Best intersections.
Best time of day to do it. Whether maybe it's faster northbound or southbound.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it so much. In one day, we're going to compile all the data and give it to you, Sunny Coast.
Honestly, do we have to do the maths part at the end?
I can do that.
Okay, because I don't want any part of that. I'll tick the boxes of like, yep, we made that green light, but I don't want to have to be like, oh, 14 out of 19 red lights.
No,
thank you.
Leave that all with
me. Okay, all right, good.
I don't want to drive all 12 hours, though. You're going to have to help me out with that.
No, we can switch driving.
Okay.
lot of places to stop for snacks along the Nicklin Way.
That's why we've chosen this as a road, all right? But yes, if you drive the Nicklin Way, and I mean, I've been here since I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. People have been complaining about the Nicklin Way that entire time.
Yep.
It's not got any better. It's not really got any worse. But we're hoping to be able to get some info and give it to you, Sunny Coast, so that when you're driving the Nicklin Way moving forward, it might be able to save you a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you can say, oh, I'm coming past Kiwanis Shopping World. I'm going to pop into the left lane here because Ellie and Taz told me that is quicker.
That's right. We're going to do all of that. if you want to help us out, we're going to be asking questions. We're going to be putting together road trip playlists, best snacks to take.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in the car together. We're going to hate each other by
we're
the end.
We're going to hate each other so much.
So much.
I know. My butt, Taz. I can't sit down for an hour, let alone 12.
Why do you have to bring your butt into every show?
Because it hurts when I sit down too long, okay? I'm going to need one of those little car cushions.
So set in your calendar, Sunny Coast, a week from today, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, you will see the Sea Ute driving a hell of a long, along the Nicklin Way, and we hope that you join us.
It's going to be fun. Maybe.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
There's a trend going around TikTok, Instagram, wherever you're watching your videos. It's called the 5-6-7-8 challenge.
Okay.
Teams of two. Two people will do this. It's kind of like a warm-up exercise, maybe for musicians or singers. Have a listen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So they're getting rid of a couple of numbers.
6, 7, 8.
They're getting rid of a number at a time.
6, 7, 8.
They go down to 8.
7, 8.
They do 8 twice.
8. 8. 7, 8.
Then they slowly bring the numbers 6, 7, back 8. In again.
Jeez, 5, you got to have 6, 7, some 8. Good timing.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
To be able to do
3,
it.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And I thought that... Yeah, have you played an instrument before?
I used to do a focus exercise before exams, but when I was at school, and it was similar to this. It was like I had to touch my fingers on number one and count up and down.
And then different beats and things.
Yeah, okay, but well, I haven't done this.
I thought you and I could try it live. We haven't done this. We have not prepped this at all.
Okay. Do we do it along with them or we just do it by ourselves?
No, we'll just do it by ourselves, you
okay.
and me.
The same timing as them?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be pretty quick.
Okay.
All right.
Do we count ourselves
I'll,
in?
I'll go 5, 6, 7, 8, and then we go straight in.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. 6, 7, 8. Oh, I forgot 8. 7, 8. 8. 8. Oh, no, I'm out.
7, 8. Come on, come in. 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, God, I hate
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No, I hate
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast.
Ellie
and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I had a thought cross my mind this morning, and
what,
I realised...
Yeah,
just the one. Yeah, it's usually just one a day. I've gone nearly 33 years without actually knowing the answer to this. So
well,
I thought I'll ask you on the air and see if you know the answer. What order are you supposed to floss and brush your teeth in?
Ooh.
Do you floss first and brush second, or brush first and floss second?
I'll tell you what I do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's right or not.
Yeah.
I will, every night, 3 steps.
Yeah.
Floss, then brush.
Yeah.
Then mouthwash.
So you floss first.
Floss first.
Yep.
I feel flossing, because you don't want to brush.
Mm.
Then floss some crap out, and then it's there in your mouth. So you kind of want to floss first.
Yeah.
Then you brush all of that away.
Yeah.
And then mouthwash to finish it off.
See, I agree. I'm a floss firster. But then I thought maybe I should brush first to do most of the work, and then you're just left with a few little bits. Because sometimes I'm flossing before brushing, and I'm getting a whole heap of plaque that could have been brushed off by my toothbrush. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm doing the floss sandwich. I'm doing a brush, a floss, and then another brush.
You're
it's
brushing
a lot of work.
First and last.
Yeah. I'm doing a floss sandwich.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was really secure in my night home routine until just now.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do the brush sandwich.
You're not going to do it? That's too much work.
Where would you mouthwash then?
At the end.
And at the start. If you're going to true sandwich it.
Surely. No, that's a waste of mouthwash.
Oh,
I'm a real stinge with I'm so stingy with my mouthwash.
Oh, no. You and I are the same. But you admit to it first.
Because I figure I'm just spitting it out and it's going down the drain, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to go through this bottle too quickly.
Yes.
So I just do like a tiny bit.
So
and
do
then
I
really just.
So do I.
Around my whole mouth.
It goes, use the cap. Often like they use the cap or whatever. I use a half cap.
Oh, I don't even put it. I just swing straight from the bottle. Do you not do that?
No, I don't do that. I go into the cap. To make sure I'm only ever using the absolute smallest amount. Actually, that is, I'm still using the same mouthwash that I had when I was a kid.
What?
No, I'm not. I was just.
Oh, jeez. I was like, we have got to talk about that then.
No.
All right. Well, if anyone has the answer to that, if any dentists are listening, please let us know. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep
fossing. For free. We're not paying you for your.
Oh,
for
no.
Your,
no. Absolutely. I can't afford that because he lives.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9. CFM.
Oh, we do have a favourite child, though, when it comes to games.
Oh, yeah. Competitions on our show, they don't get better than Bandel. We play it every day. Ellie and I love it because we get to play along with you, Sunny Coast. A song split up into its instruments. Today, it's drums and piano, bass, organ.
Ooh.
We're going to church today. Synth and voiceover as well.
And we know it's a song that was released in 1997. If you reckon you can beat us to it, because we don't know the answer, 545-11919, and we'll sling you a little double pass to go see our preview screening of the new movie Twisters.
Yeah, that's right. We're seeing it a day before it comes out, so yeah, double pass is up for grabs, Asabi.
All righty, here we go.
Yeah. I think I know it already.
Same. I think it is a artist that I was very obsessed with in around 1997. We'll go to the second layer, though.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I think so. But now I'm doubting myself. Nah, surely I'm right.
I know the song, but I cannot get the details.
Someone's called through. They're going to beat it. Beat you to it, Tazzy.
Yeah, they totally can too.
Hello, CFM. Who have we got here?
Hi, my name's Sam.
Hi, Sam. You're live on the radio. Do you reckon you know which Bandel song this is?
Is it Backstreet Boys?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, why did I get that?
Backstreet back. All right.
Sam, well done. A double pass to our preview screening of Twisters is coming your way.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, my friend. How good. We'll play Bandel again tomorrow, Sunny Coast.
On 91.9 CFM.
Celeb Goss, it's hot tea, as they call it in the Celeb Goss
hot
world.
Hot tea, hot tea.
A rumour's going around Hollywood that someone of a high profile, mm-hmm. stayed at Gwyneth Paltrow's Hamptons house.
Okay.
And whilst they were there, they had a rather large night and they pooped themselves.
Yeah.
In Gwyneth's spare room.
Right.
And then they left the poop there.
No way.
For the housekeepers to clean up.
What's the name of her company?
Back to New York.
Goop.
Whoop. A goop. Yeah, Goop.
Goop. She should rename it.
Hoop.
To poop. Thank you very much. So Gwyneth Paltrow had somebody stay in her place
and he
and poo
everywhere.
On the floor.
And the reason this story's gotten out, how Hollywood's this, is because she was having lunch with Oprah, telling Oprah about it, and
yeah.
someone overheard it. And now internet sleuths are trying to figure out which friend it was that pooped in her spare room.
Wow.
Yep. Imagine that. Yeah,
so
you can stay in my spare room, no
she
worries.
She was just telling Oprah at a coffee shop or something,
mm-hmm.
and somebody's overheard it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I know someone who works as a hotel cleaner here on mm-hmm. the coast, mm-hmm. and she was telling me once she cleaned out a hotel room here on the coast and flung the bed sheets off
mm-hmm.
to clean the bed, and a poop flew out.
Oh. That's not
so
what you
it
want.
Must be a thing.
It's not a great Tuesday afternoon.
I mean, you're in a hotel room. The toilet's right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And it's usually in a really nice toilet,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A bit of a challenge has gone around online for girlfriends and their partners, so I thought I could get you to play this little prank on your partner, Dan.
Oh, he's a smart cookie, old Dan. He'll be on to me if I try and prank him.
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, what do I
say? So what this is, it's called the Big Dog Challenge.
I like it already.
And women are getting their partners to do things for them that the guy normally wouldn't do, like go to Spotlight.
Right.
Or something like that, right? Yep. Where you say, hey, let's go and do this thing. The guy is more likely to take you or come with you or do the thing that he wouldn't like to do normally if you've called him Big Dog. So when he comes home from work and you say, hey, Big Dog, how are you? And he goes, oh, Big Dog. All right. You do that for a day or two. Let the Big Dog name kind of sink in.
Okay.
And then ask him to do something and see if he'll do it. See, if he normally wouldn't do that thing and you think, oh, this is never, I'm not even going to bother asking. Exactly.
Yep.
Do the foot massage thing.
Okay.
See if he'll give you a foot massage if for the day prior.
I'm calling him Big Dog.
You've called him Big Dog.
I mean.
And I would love, Sunny Coast, if you're out there and you're listening, you're going, I'm going to try that on my partner. If it works, if it doesn't, message us on Instagram. I want to hear some results.
At the moment, my pet name for him is Mung Bean, so it'd be quite an improvement on Mung Bean.
Just in passing. Hey, Big Dog.
Okay. When I get home tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Dog.
Hey,
how's
Big
your
Dog.
Day?
How are you? Yeah. So he doesn't think anything of it.
Okay. So I've got to do it a couple of times. I can't just out of the blue be like, hey, Big Dog, can I have a foot massage?
No, you've got to let it sink in.
Okay.
And then once you've sort of Big Dogged him.
I Big Dog him all the time.
Then you ask him for a foot massage.
Okay. You know what's going
to
suck?
Would he say no normally to a foot massage?
Used to do it all the time.
And now doesn't.
Now he's starting to do it less.
No more honeymoon phase for you.
Yep, exactly.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9
Taz,
CFM.
I know a whole bunch of girls, right? Mm-hmm. I've had girlfriends my entire life, and I reckon 90% of them at some stage have said to me, I want to start selling feet pics.
Yes.
Everyone says it. I could make some money off selling pictures of my feet.
It's when you think, well, hang on a second, do I really need to do this job?
Yeah.
Because I could just quit my job right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sell pictures of my feet.
Yep.
There must be a lot of money to be made online if everybody thinks that they can do that.
Well, this is the thing, right? I want to know, is there anyone listening right now who's actually sold a foot pic? All right. The reason I ask is because Lily Allen has come out, you know, the singer, as in this Lily Allen. She has created an OnlyFans.
Yes.
For her feet.
Just feet pics.
Just feet pics.
Wow.
Yep. And so she has a subscription fee of $10 a month. Quite a reasonable price, if you ask me.
How many feet pics are you getting for the $10?
Well, she's done 6 so far.
That's
and she's
going
only
rate.
Just launched it.
Okay.
So it's not yet.
How much money would you charge for a foot pic?
Personally,
what's it going right?
It depends. How much effort have I gone to? You know, like have I dipped my toes in honey for
is
this
it a,
picture? Or
is it a per toe kind of deal?
Well, no, I don't think so. Well, unless you're doing close ups of singular toes, because I feel like it's an all in deal. You're
some
getting
toes,
all 10 toes.
Some
for a
toes
foot
are real ugly.
Well,
I think everybody's got a couple of ugly toes.
Not Lily Allen. Her feet are rated. One of the top pairs of feet on the website WikiFeet.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I have just
Who's
gone
the top?
On to.
Who's the top on WikiFeet?
Celebrities. So on WikiFeet right now, I'm on it, is the Collaborative Celebrity Feet website. And it's just basically a whole bunch of celebs and their feet.
It's a weird world we live in,
I don't
isn't
know
it?
Any of these celebs. They must all be influencers. Oh, goodness. Nina Marie Daniele has a close-up of her pedicure. Like what? With those little spaces that you put between the toes?
I don't want an unsolicited foot pic.
Don't you?
No. I don't even want a solicited foot pic, actually.
All right. So you're chatting to a chick on Hinge and all of a sudden.
I don't want to see a person's foot that I live with or
yeah,
that
you
I've
don't
been
like
dating
feet, do
or
you?
Anything. No.
You'd never give a foot massage to someone you're dating?
No.
Oh, poor form. I love a foot massage.
No, and stay away from my feet too.
Oh, you don't want anyone touching your feet
no,
either?
No.
So you wouldn't pay money for a foot pic. You're not in the demographic.
I'm not
feet
in the demo.
Enthusiasts.
No. So what do we want to hear from this afternoon?
Look, 545 I don't think we'll get anyone.
11919. Have you sold a foot pic?
Yeah. Because, like I said, 90% of girls in my life have said at some stage, I want to just sell fake pictures of my feet.
It sounds too good to be true.
Right. So, and if we don't get anyone, that's fine. It's all good. I'll move on.
It's a point proved.
It's a point proven. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one is actually getting money for this. But if you are, please let me in on your secret.
The phone is ringing off the hook. Let's go to line one.
Hello, Acacia. Are you ringing about feet pics?
I am.
Oh, are you the unicorn who's actually sold a foot pic?
I sold some feet pics.
Yes.
And I got paid.
How much?
Okay, was this one of those, I don't want to do my 9-to-5 anymore, I'm just going to throw it in and make some money off my feet?
Nah, it was an opportunistic thing. So this random person messaged me on Instagram and was like, hey, can you send me some foot pics? And I was like, I have glorious feet. Of course I can send you some foot pics. How much are we for? He was like, $5. I want them, like, specifically posed like this. And he showed me some examples. And I want them with socks on, please. And I was like, no worries.
Socks on?
So it's sock pics, not feet.
Yeah.
Not feet pics.
I know. It's like sending a nude with clothes on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So what was the price tag?
So for 5 pictures, he was willing to pay $60.
Yeah.
And I was like, how about I give you 7 pictures for $70? And he was like, yeah, I'll do that. And I was like, great.
You should have bumped it up to a hunji. I would have gone 7 for a hunge.
Honestly, I didn't know what they were worth because I hadn't even thought about selling feet pics until he messaged me. So I was like, I was a novice. He was the expert.
Yeah.
He had the upper hand.
He got a bargain.
I was a uni student. I just want some cash. I don't care how much it is.
What kind of socks did you choose? Was that up to you?
He wanted white anklet socks. And so, yeah, I wore white anklet socks.
Oh, Gen Zers would be hating on that because white ankle socks are out for Gen Z.
I know. He might be millennial though, so he might be into that.
Yeah, true. That's true.
No millennials asking for crew sock picks.
Yeah, no way. Good point. Oh, Acacia, this is huge. Thank you so much for calling us.
This is fascinating.
It exists. Did you think it was a scam at all?
Look, it definitely could have been. He paid me through what the app is. You know how there's apps where you can like pay Beam. He paid me through Beam It.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, this is fine. And I like took all my money out of my account. I was like, I took the whole $9 out of my account. And and I was like, if he does hack into my account, whatever. Like, I'll cancel my card. It's fine.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it was legit. And I got $70.
Oh, my goodness. Has it made you want to start up a feet pick business?
Look, it did, but I never had the patience, unfortunately. But I was like, oh, I could totally set up like a Instagram profile and like name it like Big Feet something, I don't know. And just sell it through Instagram. This is before OnlyFans even existed. So,
My old housemate wanted to do one, and this is the name. I want to tell you two the name that she came up with for her feet Instagram, and I want you to tell me if you think it's sexy or not. Toe Jam Pam.
No.
Look, I actually dig that, and I think that's very sexy.
I love it.
Oh, this has been the best. Thank you so much for your call, sister, and for sharing your story.
That's fine. All right, have a good evening.
This is CFM.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.